Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lillian Ogazi. What is happening in Kano? Well, let me tell you briefly. Sometime in June, Governor Abba Yusuf suspended over 10,000 workers employed during the twilight of the administration of the immediate past governor, Abdullahi Ganduje. Now, the governor claimed that the workers were illegally employed and he ordered their suspension of their salaries until an investigation into the eligibility or otherwise of their recruitment is completed. Now, upon the completion of the investigation, a total of 9,332 staff members were found eligible by the committee that screened the 12,566. Now, let's not forget that these over 12,000 have been working with no pay since their salaries were suspended. What is their fate? How do they feel about this? What exactly is happening? Were they really illegally recruited? Well, let's hear from some of them as they tell us their plight.
My name is Abdurrahman Yusuf. I'm the chairman of the Association of Suspended New Recruitment Staff in Kano State, 10,800. Some of us have been received some salaries. At least some they have received 3 months salaries, 2 months, 1 month. After the new government come taking over, they announced that they suspended that recruitment for that the immediate governor recruited Ganduje. Okay, so after they have been suspended, we are just starting follow up about this issue for some months, at least 2 months. So the government has announced in the media say that they have put the date of starting evaluating that staff. They start the time, determine the staff, suspended that staff. They are going to screening, give them screening, and the screening is ended in August. We are waiting the report. For some time, we have been waiting at least 2 months after the screening. Okay. There is no any report about our screening. And then after all this time, we have taken following about this screening issue. So the government has announced the 9,332 has passed that screening out of 12,200 and something. You get him? Mm-hmm. So after this 12,200 and something, they have announced 9,332, which they have been qualified to pass that screening. Mm. So after this, they have been announced that they resume that suspended staff, and they are going to pay them the month of November. They announced this statement on 21 November 22. We have been waiting, and we even start logging our account to see that our slip is available or not. We have been logging our account for some, even after end of the November, because they're starting salary 26-27 in Kano. Okay. So in the end of the November, we are starting logging our Kano SD number, and our Kano SD number, when you put it, they'll show you that this account has been deactivated already. Mean that there's no work. They mean that they're not resume us, they just announce in the media.
As the chairman, before you people were suspended, were you people working?
Yes,
you were going to work. Were they paying you
over
people?
That 7 months?
Okay.
Since the day they have been suspending us, they say they are suspending our salary, not stopping us to going to work.
So did you stop going to work since they suspended the salary?
Through all that month we have been that they didn't pay us, we are going to work.
Okay, but
even me, I'm in roster.
Okay.
I'm in shifting.
And you were working when they said they've suspended salary?
Yes, we are working.
Okay, so now that
is June.
Now that people have come back, are they going to pay people for, have they said they'll pay people for the one you work before that they suspended the salary?
Hey, they will just say they are going to pay us that November. After they pay us that November, maybe our arrears will come after.
So how do you feel about this? How do you feel?
We are feeling somehow, and we are feeling sad. We are not happy for what government did for us, because they tell you what that they are paying us, and we didn't receive any salary. No one will receive the salary.
Okay.
And even some people among us, they are in critical condition. Even the money that we spend to go work, you know, financially is is hard. You know that, you know the situation we are, and some they are in the rural area. They have been living in the canoe. They are going rural area for work.
So, how did people get this work? Because the government came out to say it's illegal. Did people go through the normal recruitment process, or it was somebody knows somebody? How did people get this work?
Yes, we are going to. We are going to fill the form of recruitment. After you fill the form, you are going to bring your credential. After you bring your credential, we are going to interview, and the, all that procedure that follow to recruit. We have followed all the procedure. You understand?
Yes. Okay.
Yes, we have an offer. We have even our credential is intact, and they are saying they have been screened. They have been screened, and they know they are find out that 9,302 are past the screening. They mean that we are qualified. So after all this, we don't know what the number wait for us, because we are all tight. We are all tight. The situation is hard for us.
My name is Kamal Muhammad, presenting the sign with the Science and Technical Board. Yeah, I felt so bad, and I felt so infuriated. I cannot even, to the extent that I cannot even describe it. They gave me, because I've been, my salary has been stopped for the first 7 months. So without any positive response. You see, in this economic hardship, I'm still going to the schools. You get me where they have already posted me to. I used to go still there, and without any money, I'm using my own pocket money to go in and out. You get me? But despite the economic hardship, and I happen to be the family man, my family are still there, and I have to feed them, but we are still striving. You get me? Mm. So we are looking for the way to see that the government should do something at least. At least we are in very critical condition. Let them pay us.
My name is Muhammad Kabir Abakar. But we feel so bad. People are complaining both the KSSMB and the HMB and SUBEP, both sides. And we talk with the people. Some people are even crying on what happened among us. Some are in their houses. They borrow money from several sectors, and they will not even come outside and meet the people that they borrow the money for them. And government have been saying they are working on our own issue. Up to date, we didn't hear anything.
Okay, but how is it affecting you?
Severally, everywhere. I'm feeling so bad, definitely. And the issue of this money, and we have been tired. That is it. We have been tired. Government are working up to now. We didn't hear anything tangible. Oh. Understand? And we are the leaders. We don't know how to motivate our people, how to understand what we are facing.
Those right there were some civil servants in Kanu speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. We'll be going on break. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
Well, welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're looking at the fate of unpaid Kano civil servants who have had their fate hanging since the handover to the new administration. Now, before we went on break, we spoke with some of them who told us what exactly is happening and how they feel about this development. Now, according to them, even after the salaries were suspended, they kept on going to work. Are there chances that it will be paid for those periods they worked? They also told us that the recruitments were seen as fully legal. What exactly is happening and what is the government doing about this? How will it be fixed? Well, let's hear from the Kano State government.
Well, the issue is everybody is aware that our government is a government that fulfills all the promises. At the moment, we have started paying the pensioners their gratuity, which is a promise. So therefore, since the anger is getting those who is a matter of them to exercise a little patience, because we don't want to rush anything. The issue to do with the wage bill is a very serious issue. So therefore, we cannot just run. And the screening 9,000 people is not an easy thing. So you cannot use Wanchambayani. You have to use the new information. I am not sure because I'm not the head of civil service. I'm part of the transformation of civil service. One that will look into issues like this immediately to ensure that the civil service is going smoothly. So the issue will be taken. The issue of if you are employed illegally, you cannot benefit from the illegality of the process of employment. You understand? So therefore, I am not sure what decision will be taken, but the reality is they are now screened and reinstated into the service. So they are, this is the only time they are bona fide employees of the state. Screening is now 9,000 are screened to be worthy of employment. So they are reinstated from the previous employment that was canceled. That was suspended. Those that are screened have no reason whatever circumstance to complain, because you have been screened and reinstated, so therefore other process will be followed, because we are running an open and transparent government. So whoever wants any information at any given time should just be come forward to ask for it.
That was Sanusi Bature Dawakitofa, DG Media and Publicity to Kano State Government. God bless Nigeria. That wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi.